We ended off yesterday discussing the distinction between the first 3 days of Avelus and the remainder of Shiva, as far as the Isra Melacha for an Avel. The way we assume La Halacha, there is a relaxation of the prohibition of Melacha when it comes to an Ani HaMisparnes Min Hatzdaka. If someone is in need of performing Melacha in order to sustain himself, then he is allowed to do so after the first 3 days of Avelus are over. If you look in the Rebbe Akiva Eiger here on the bottom of the page, he quotes in the Chochmas Adam in the Matzavas Moshe. The discussion as to whether, as far as this is concerned, we say Mitzvah Sayom Kukula. So Rebbe Akiva Eiger quotes in the Chochmas Adam that we do not say Mitzvah Sayom Kukula. We'll discuss, hopefully, as we move on, the details of Mitzvah Sayom Kukula, which typically we say at the end of Shiva, the end of Shloshim. But the Chachmas Adam assumes that you don't say mix with the Yom Kukulo when it comes to this 3 day window.
So
if you look, I'm sorry?
Would that mean the Havmin would be after 2 days and a little bit the Ani would work?
Correct. On the third day, if let's say the Kfir is on Sunday, so then he would, after Shacharis on Tuesday morning, he could start doing Malacha if you say mix with the Yom Kukulo. So the Chacham of Adam assumes that's not the case. You don't say Mitzvah Yom Kukulo. And later, Sfarim point out that if you look in the Be'er Hagra, in Simon Kuf Tzadi Gimel, so there the Ramah is talking about the Halacha of Yetziyah Mitach Beisa. That's one of the other instances that the Gemara has where there's a cutoff between day 3 and day 7, that there are certain kulas about the Isser of Yetziyah Mitach Beisa after day 3. So there, the Gaon writes, we do say Mitzvah Yom Kukulo. So the assumption is that if the Gaon says that there, it should be the case here as well, even though the Gaon doesn't say one way or another here. So that's a question to the extent that this is relevant l'alacha, whether you would say mixas a yom kukulo. The Badi Yishochan leaves that as a tzarach iyun. If you look in Rav Avadya's piece here in the Chazon Avadya, beginning on page Kuf Lamed Aleph, apparently originally in the Yavia Omer he was machmir, that we don't say mixas a yom kukulo. And in the Chazon Avadya, which he wrote towards the end of his life, he was more known to Lahakel because he discovered a Sefer Eshkol, who is Beferish, that we would say Mitzvah Yom Kukulo. So why you would say one way or another, we'll have to leave that discussion until we get to discuss Mitzvah Yom Kukulo on its own merits. But just as Amar Makam, you should be aware that there is this discussion in Achronim here as to whether Mitzvah Yom Kukulo applies to those halachos that are dependent on 3 days. Okay. We also noted last time the distinction that the Gemara has between Tzina and Parhesia. And that's what we have here in Sif Beis, that this allowance for an Ani HaMisparnes Min Hatzdaka to perform halacha after day 3 is only B'Tzina, it's B'Soch Beiso, but not B'Farhesia. Why should that distinction exist? So the Aruch HaShulchan assumes, the Aruch HaShulchan in Sif Katan Kavches, that it's a function of Maris Ayin. That if something is done B'Soch Beiso, so it's done privately, people are unaware of the circumstances and the fact that he is engaging in Malacha, whereas if he were to do it publicly, so then there may be a Maris Ayin consideration that people may not be aware of the allowance under which he is operating. Avi.
No, you say that Maris Ayin
that even B'Soch Chadrei Chadarim, right? But that doesn't, that's not always the case. I'm sorry?
I mean, sometimes Chashad is different.
Right, there may be a distinction between Chashad and Maris Ayin, even though the language of the Aruch HaShulchan is Maris Ayin, but there may be situations in which built into the dispensation, there's a distinction between Tzina and Parhesia. So that could be built in over here.
Chashad, not
Maris Ayin? Maybe that's what he means, or maybe that's just built into how this dispensation was constructed. Okay, good horror. There's a chew in the Chasson Sofer that the Divrei Sofrim quotes. The Divrei Sofrim Sifkat in Yubeis quotes the Chuvas Chasson Sofer Evan Ha'ezer Simen Kuf Ayin Gimel. Where the Chasson Sofer, the Shoel, was going with this kind of Maris Ayin approach, and the Chasson Sofer wasn't so fond of it. The Chasson Sofer preferred explaining the difference between Parhesia and Tzina as follows. That we know the Ramban says in Parshas Emor that there's a notion of Shavasa and Shvisa Nikeres, that certain of the Divrei Kabbalah restrictions of Shabbos are rooted in a concept of Shabbason, which may be a concept min HaTorah. So that concept of Shabbason, there may be a distinction between Farhesia and Sinah, maybe a distinction between that which is done in the public sphere and that which is done in private, such that if one engages in commercial activity on Shabbos in the privacy of his own home, that may only be a violation of Divrei Kabbalah. But if someone engages in commercial activity in the public sphere, that may be a more egregious a violation that may even rise to some kind of daraisa along the lines of this Shabbosan concept of the Ramban. So maybe something similar by an Avel, that there is a more egregious violation of Isser Malacha if it is done b'far hasya. But the Chasam Sofer assumes that if push comes to shove, if it's impossible to perform the malacha necessary b'sina, there may even be a dispensation b'farhesya. There's l'chachila should only be performed b'sina. If that's impossible, it could be performed b'farhesya. And the Divrei Sofer quotes in the Seifem and another Rachonim who assume that that parhesya would be usher under all circumstances, even if it's the only way that the malacha could get done. The Chasam Sofer. Okay, we noted at the beginning of yesterday's Chabura that in addition to the Issur Malacha, which we've been discussing until now, the prohibition of certain formal malachas, there's a separate concern, separate Issur of Masa Matan engaging in commercial activity. And we'll see that is based on a Yerushalmi that we are finding the Farish and the Babli. The Rambam in Hilchas Avel, Perek Hei, beginning with Halacha Zion, so Rambam writes, Remez la'avel sha'asir basiyas malacha shenemar v'afachti chageichem la'evel. That's the pasuk we quoted in the Gemara in the beginning of the third parak of Mari Katan we quoted yesterday. Ma'achag aser basis malacha, af avil aser basis malacha. Fine. Ukeshem shu aser basis malacha, just as an avil may not perform formal malacha, kaku aser lisa velitein beschorah. So too, an avil is prohibited to engage in masa matan, to engage in commerce, velelech mimedina lemedina beschorah, and to travel from one country, one city to another, one city to another for commercial purposes, for business purposes. Then the Rambam goes on, the distinction between 3 days and after 3 days, and then halacha test, shnei achim o shnei shutvin shehen b'chanus achas, if there are two brothers or two partners who own the same store, the ira evel echem mehen, and one of them becomes an avel, nolin es achanus kol shiva. So you have to lock up that store the entire period of shiva, even though one of the partners in the store is not himself an avel. So this halacha, the iser masa matan slash schora, the requirement that if there are two shutvin, one of them is an avel, the other one has to lock up the store, that's all based on Yerushalmi. The Rosh quotes this Yerushalmi here in Moed Katan, in the third parak. And the Rosh presents it initially as an apparent stira between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. If you look in the Gemara in Moed Katan and Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, the Gemara says towards the bottom of the Amud Yud Aleph Amud Beis, Miriam Brei de Rav and Amar Brei de Rav Acha Brei de Rava. So they owned a certain yoke for cattle in partnership. Isra b'milsa, b'mar b'rei d'rav acha b'rei d'rava. So one of the partners, mar b'rei d'rav acha b'rei d'rava, became an avel. Upaske l'gamle. Then he cut off the yoke. He didn't want that his share of the yoke be used during his period of Avelis. So Amar Vashi, Gav Rabba, Kamar Veder of Afa, Avid Hachi. So did you really do such a thing? Nehida Lipseda Dide Lachayish, Adachayr Lachayish. So it's one thing if he were to be mafsid his own money, but by breaking the yoke, he was preventing his partner from doing business also. Vatanya ima yum buskarin and buskarin esel chayr mar eliyasu. Isn't the din that if even if an avel is hired out to others, he may perform malacha? Usavar adam chashur shani. The Gemara answers that Marz Breder Vacha Breder Rava thought that in general there would have been no need to disallow his partner from continuing to use the yoke, but adam chashur shani. Some of because of his stature, under the circumstances, he thought that was necessary. So Rav says from our Gemara here, under normal circumstances, it sounds like there's no prohibition for one partner to engage in business, even if the other one is an avel. And Yerushalmi is befeirish not the way. The Yerushalmi writes that if you have two brothers, two partners, two store owners, one of them becomes an avel, then they have to lock up the store. So Rush writes, at first glance, it sounds like the Yerushalmi is arguing on the Bavli. Bavli assumes there's no such prohibition, and the Yerushalmi argues. And then he goes to Ravid as follows. Ravid answers, "Devadai Norlin Chanus," and they have to lock the stores. "Ve'eino Shutiv Misaseg Be'esek HaShutiv Misbeferhesya," and the partner is not allowed to engage in business activity in public. "Aval Be'beso Misaseg Be'esek HaShutiv," but in the privacy of his own home, he's allowed to do so. "Vi'acha Pi Shacholkin Biskar." So that's why if it wasn't being done in public, there's no need to break the yoke. So there, there's a concern because he was a famous figure and people knew that this yoke or these animals belonged, at least in partnership, to this famous figure. So then people would be saying that this Amora's animals are working during his period of Avelis. So the Ravid assumes there's no theory between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. The Bavli is talking about Bitsina, the Yerushalmi is talking about Bifarhesya. So if there's any public display of the business, so that would be prohibited even for the non-Avel partner. If it's a private endeavor, private venture, so then there's no prohibition for the partner to engage in Masa U Matan. And Adam Chashuv Shani means that if the business is known as belonging to the partner who's an Avel, so then there'd be a problem, potentially even Bid Sina. Yeah.
And
Mustafa
would say that that's not talking about a case of
news,
so therefore not
shy.
Meaning, because the
Yerushalmi
is talking about
Fahesia,
the
Chassam
would say it's not
right. About who is an Ani. That would be true with Korn Deborah, yeah. Presumably. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, the Rovi Shonim assume that there is not, in fact, the Machlokas between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, resolve the difference, and therefore, La Halacha, the Isser of Masa Matan and the restrictions on a Shutif apply le halacha. There is one day in the Nimuka Yosef who assumes not the way. Nimuka Yosef on Daf Yigimam and Beis V'Daf Erif, which we'll address in its own context in a few moments, but the Nimuka Yosef there assumes that he doesn't spell this aloud, but what emerges from that Nimuka Yosef, the very bottom of Yigimam and Beis, the Daf Erif, is that there is in fact a Machlokas of Bavli and Yerushalmi, and we assume not like the Yerushalmi that there is no prohibition of Masa Matan independent of Isur Melacha. So to the extent that one could engage in Masa Matan without performing a malacha, then according to that possibility in the Mikiyasa Mikra Din, there would be no restriction on an adam. The Chachmas Adam uses this as a sniff. The Chachmas Adam Matzevus Moshe Ostal because the Chibas Marshal. The Marshal also seems to assume that there is a machlokas between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi about Masa Umatan, and therefore the Marshal, at least under certain circumstances, assumes that there's no Isser Masa Matan, which the Chachmas Adam is willing to rely on, at least as a sniff, after day three. So where there are other snifim to allow for Masa Umatan after day three, the Chachmas Adam is willing to add this Marshal, who assumes that the Bavli is Chalukah on the Yerushalmi as a sniff. We noted previously that the Pesach Tshuva here in Sukkot Tzedek Daled quotes a Tshuvas Chasam Sofer about the practice that some had of selling the business, either when the death of your relative is imminent, or during the period of Aninus. So the Chasam Sofer is not excited about this, as he pointed out. He says that if you do it during the period that the Mesa the Goses, it's not as bad. And if you do it during Aninus, it's worse. But maybe Bachru Harab and Miyuto, that under the circumstances, if the alternative is that they're going to keep the business open anyway, so doing it this way is better than the alternative. There is an Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan writes here in Os Vav that included in the dispensation of Davar Ava that we discussed last time is a situation where you have an employer, factory owner, a business owner, who has employees that are going to have to get paid regardless. So if the employees are going to be paid for that week regardless, the Aruch HaShulchan assumes that that may be considered a Davar Ava. And the workers that are being paid anyway would be allowed to do their work on your behalf during the period of Avelus. Aruch HaShulchan writes that they could do it b'sof beso. That sounds like at least b'tzina. Yeah, that does seem to be the basis for common practice of allowing businesses to stay open where there are employees during the week of Shiva. The Shari Tshuva in Hilchos Chol HaMoed, Siman Tav Kuf Lamed Zayin Sukkot and Aleph, assumes as far as Hilchos Chol HaMoed goes that this is not called Davar Ava. Davar Ava doesn't mean that I have to pay the workers, and if I'm not open on Chol HaMoed, they're going to draw a salary and give me nothing in return. Presumably what he writes by Chol HaMoed would be no less true by Avelus. Rabbi Willa pointed out that it seems that the Minhag HaOlam is more like the Aruch HaShulchan, that this would be considered to be a Davar HaAva.
So, what's the reason? How does this relate to this remark?
So it's not necessarily subsumed under Isser Malacha per se. If the Yisra Malacha is, as the Ramban explains, because it's going to distract you from your Avelus, so here, I don't think the Rishonim spelled this out, but here it's probably a little bit different. It's not that it's distracting you from concentrating the Avelus, but it's not right that during the period that you're in Avelus, people are making money on your behalf.
What if this means the Shutuf?
I'm sorry?
But in the case of the Shutuf?
In the case of a Shutuf, where that's public, so people don't, even if you're not going to get any of the profits, so in the public perception, this is a business that you're involved in, and your business is open during the period that you should be concentrating on your Avelus. But in a chanami, that's what some posts say. If, let's say, the avil is a silent partner, and people don't know about his involvement, so even if on the books he's a shutif, but if people aren't aware that he's a shutif, then the more active partner could keep the business open as normal.
Who argued with the Arshachan?
The Shari Tshuva quotes Zachronim, who argue in Hilchos Chol Ma'asim and Tafkuf Lamed Zayin. So that comment of the Aruch HaShulchan Sif Vav is talking about let's say a factory or a business that's open that has workers that are going to get paid anyway. Later in the Siman, in Sif Kav Zayin and Kav Ches, he's bothered by what seems to be a more common practice of having businesses open during Avelis, even not under those circumstances, even if it's not that there are workers who are going to get paid regardless. So he wonders, what is that based on? He's not sure. He tries to be Melamed Chus, then maybe if you have a store in a big city, that's going to be a hefset if it's not open, not only a lack of profit, but actually a loss. And then he quotes that the practice in Prague was that people would be Mevatel or Shutvis. If someone was an Ovel, so then they would renounce their share in the business. And the business would remain open. So he's not sure what the basis is, but he tries to be Milan Mitzvahs. There are two more Gemaras that we have to figure out how they fit into this whole equation over here. The Gemara in Daf Kaf Beis, bottom of Kaf Beis Amud Aleph, Al Kol Hamesim Kulan Ratsa Mimayt Beiska Ratsa Eina Mimayt. When it comes to all Mesim, if the Avil wants to diminish his commercial activity, he's allowed to. If he doesn't want to, he need not. Rashi says Mimayt Beiska could go in Skora. Al Aviv Yel Ima Mimayt. But when it comes to Aviv Ima, so then he must limit his commercial activity. Okay? So I'll call him Asim, if you want to be Mamay Be'esek, you can. You may. When it comes to Aviv Ima, you must be Mamay Be'esek. That's one Gemara. And then the Gemara on Kavavam and Be'es Kazainim and Aleph, Tana Rabbanon, Aholech Mimakam Lamakam, if someone's traveling, if he's able to diminish his business, he should. And if he's unable to, then he should just latch on to his fellow travelers and not do business independently. So what are we talking about here? And how does that fit into the Isser Masa Matan as we have been discussing? So Tosus writes, actually let's start with the Nemuka Yosef. The Nemuka Yosef that we alluded to earlier on Daf Yigilam and Beis, but Daf Beirif, assumes that this whole discussion of Yimayit is limited to Schora, as Rashi said. And that's because there's no Isser of Masa Umatan for an Avel independent of an Isser Malacha. So since the Bavli has no such Isser of Masa Matan or Schora, so if one could engage in Masa Matan without performing any Malacha, then Be'ikar Adin, that would be permissible. However, one should be Machmir when it comes to Aviv Ima not to do so. So I'll call him Mesum Kula, and you want to be Mimai Basic, you don't want it, it's up to you. I'll Aviv Imo, so then it's appropriate to be Noeg and Isser Masa Matan, but that's unique to Aviv V'Imo. For anyone else, it's a Midas Chasidus. That's how the Nimuka Yosef understands these Gemaras. Tosos here in Dakov Zayim and Aleph, Dibra Maskel Miachol, quotes Rashi that we're talking about Schor, and assumes that here we're talking about a Davar Avud. So even if there's a Davar Avud, it is preferable to be Mimai Beisek. And if it's a Davar Avud, by Sha'ar Krovim, you have the latitude to do what you want. By Aviv Imo, you need to be Machmir, not to engage in Malacha.
Even for Davar Avud.
That's the Kesef Mishnas Kasha. Right, Tosus, the way Tosus presents it, emerges that even for Davar Avud, when it comes to Aviv Imo, one should not engage in Masa Matan. So the Beis Yosef here in the Bedek HaBayis to Se'if Kaf Dalet, and the Kesef Mishnah on the Rambam Perek Vav Halacha Tes. Kesef Mishnah Perek Vav Halacha Tes. So he asks on Tosvos, according to Tosvos, it comes out a little bit strange. According to Tosvos, it comes out that we're machmir even on Davar Avud for Aviv Imo. So, lo mazina such a thing. Why should we be machmir on Aviv Imo to prohibit a Davar HaAvud? That can't be. So that's why the Beis Yosef and Kesef Mishnah write, or the Mechaber writes in the Beis Yosef and Kesef Mishnah, that it must be this Gemara is talking about a din in Hilchos and Navelus Shloshim, not Navelus Shiva. So just like we find in the Gemara in Tanis Yubayz on Yubayz, that one of the restrictions that you have in the series of Taniyos for rain is that you should be Memai B'Masamata, and you should diminish your commercial activity. So when it comes to Avelus Shloshim, when it comes to Avelus Shiva, so then Masamata is Asim Iker Adin. When it comes to Avelus Shloshim, so then it's appropriate to be Machmir, if one wants to, but that's Midas Chasidus, if you will, that's not Iker Adin. So this whole halacha of Ratzi Yimai is talking about Avelus Shloshim, and now talking about Avelus Shiva. And he thinks that's how the Rambam understood as well. The Rambam presents the Isser of Masa Umatan, as we just quoted in Perakei, which is a Perak of Nihuge Shiva. And then the Rambam in Perak Vav has this din. The Rambam Perek Vav Halacha Tes Akol Nesim Kulan Ratsa Mimai Be'isko Ratsa Eina Mimai Al Aviv Al Ima Mimai Be'isko Aholach Yimaka Lamaka Miyaka Lamai Be'isko Yimai Vimlav Yiknes Arachi Derech Yidvarim Sheyesh Ben Chai Nefesh. So the Rambam quotes these Gemaras in Hilchos Shloshim and not in Hilchos Shiva. The Kesef Mishnah thinks, the Rambam understood, this has nothing to do with Shiva. In Shiva, there's an absolute Isser Masa Matan, except for Davar Avud, etc. In Shloshim, it's more of a L'chachila, or a appropriate approach, when it comes to Shar Krovim. And by Aviv Imo, it's Usser more rigorously. The Rambam here quotes another halacha in Perek Vav, another Shloshim halacha, which is based on Yerushalmi. This is halacha Ches. Akol Amesim Kulan Mutar Leilich B'Schorah L'Acher Shloshim Yom. So when it comes to other Mesim, you're allowed to go on a business trip after Shloshim. Al Aviv Imo Ashi Garibo Chaverov V'Yomu L'Leich Imanu. When it comes to Aviv Imo, so then there's a Shir Garov. So we'll talk about Shir Garov in the more classic context when we get there. So, the Yerushalmi says that there's an issur going on a business trip, toch shloshim. Now, these halakhas are quoted in Shulchan Aruch at the end of our siman, beginning with Se'if Kaf Gimel. Aholeh mimakam lemakam l'schara v'shama shmua krava im yachal l'may shalalasas shem esek v'osa ir muta v'mlav shem la yikna v'osa ir la yimsa yikna l'sar chadarach v'arim sheyesh ben chay nefesh. So this is the Gemara in Kaf Zayin, that someone's already on a business trip and he hears it became an avel, so he should be memai to the extent that he can, unless he needs to do something to sustain himself. Sif Kaf Dalet, akol ha-meisar rasa levai v'esek skara mutarasa k'gan davar ava yimait, rasa ena memait al avihima yimait. So when it comes to other meisim, if you want to be memait in that which is mutter anyway, like davar ava, then that's commendable. Al avihima yimait. And then Sif Kaf Hei, I call a mason aser ash shloshim yom leilach v'schara lemerachok dika piersum gadol v'doma l'simcha shalach v'shiyar gadol. You're going on a big trip. Smeichem har v'v'derech v'v'ima shigar v'chavir v'yom leichiman. So Sif Kaf Hei is clearly talking about a din in shloshim. That's the Yerushalmi. What about Sif Kaf Gimel and Sif Kaf Dalet? Or what about Sif Kaf Dalet? So even though the Mechaber and the Beis Yosef and the Kesef Mishnah preferred understanding this halacha as being a Shloshim halacha, there doesn't seem to be any evidence of that in Shulchan Aruch. Sounds like the entire Siman is talking about Avel Shiva till you get to Sif Kaf Hei, which is a din in Shloshim. So that's a little bit of a tzarachia. And the Bali Yishofan doesn't flesh this all out, but I think he's bothered by this as well. There's a little bit of a tzarachia in how the Mechaber understood this halacha the way it's presented in Shulchan Aruch. Because at face value, it sounds like Tosus's approach, that we're talking about even Davar Avod, Al Aviv Imo, you might. I think we'll stop here. It's